This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the Supreme Court agreed with two California fruit farmers who argue that unions organizing on their property was an unconstitutional invasion. The case upends a 1975 California law that permitted union organizers to visit farm property for 120 days in a year during non-work hours. The ruling opens the door to other employers who want to block oversight of their workplaces. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
Union organizers say that without access to farms, they have to use less effective recruiting tactics.
Sometimes it's by visiting workers where they live. Sometimes it's by trying to find out where they might be doing their laundry.
That's Mario Martinez, general counsel for United Farm Workers, the union in this lawsuit. In their initial complaint, one grower said union organizers had disrupted operations on their farm with bullhorns early in the morning. United Farm Workers countered that the grower had committed an unfair labor practice. But UC Berkeley law professor Catherine Fisk says few farm workers are unionized, and the ruling could stifle future organizing.
Which is going to ensure that agriculture remains what it has long been. Difficult, dangerous, and very low paid.
Fisk expects this decision will set a precedent for more challenges to unions and expand property owners' rights, no matter the industry. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.